Hi, this is Paul Lamb.
Hi, this is Chad Strentz. You're listening to Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa,
Kansas City Online Radio.
The Raven and the Blues, we tend to start with the obituaries, and we've started there with T-Model Ford, who died in the middle of this week. Aged 93, according to some news agencies, 89, according to others. The truth is, he wasn't really certain. He kind of made his age up, and he was kind of new to the blues business, in a sense. He hadn't been around from the early days of the blues. He didn't actually start playing until he was in his late 50s. And as you can hear there, he wasn't the most skilled of folks, and lots of smokestack lightning in that particular track, which is called Coming Back Home, but that was a track taken off the album, which came out a couple of years ago, called Tail Dragger, when he was there with the band Gravel Road, and he must have then been in his late 80s, very early 90s. He died literally in a home of old age, nothing particularly exciting in his death, and a good age too, but basically he was all famous around the Greensville area where he lived, not Greensville, Greenville singular, and recorded a couple of albums along the way too. So opening up the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, Kansas City Online Radio, and of course there's a podcast on your MP3 player of choice, T-Model Ford, Gravel Road, Coming back home. Live guest this week is Paul Lamb and Chad Strentz. Looking forward to that. And loads of good stuff too. Most of it on the new side. Some old favourites along the way too. Here's the album of the month this month in the Independent British Blues Broadcasters. We all have an album of the month. We all play a track from it every week. Here's this week's Ainsley Lister. The album Home. This is called Hyde 2612.
I'm not feeling quite myself. Something's gone out of sync. There's a cog inside my head. Needs relocating and slotting in. It all looks a little strange. Like I've been here before. But things are not in place. Somebody move the door. Who is this man in front of me? I stain with nicotine. He claims he's my superior and it's 1973. Who's only out policing? Ain't doing it by the book. Settling most endeavors with a healthy right hook. For him, the word compassion's not in his vocabulary. Trying to get me back, don't go all Dorothy on me. Wake, wake up to another day with the sheriff trying to show me the way. Come on now, wake, wake up. Wake up and smell the cocoa, I'm still here. I guess I ain't going home today. Speeding round the streets, heavy on the brakes. Taking bribes, planting evidence to clear the scum away. Bets on a party seven, fighting for my pride. The only way to show him that I'm right this time. Done and dusty by tea time, he's got paving the way. Another off the streets, another collar put away. Come on now, wake, wake up to another day with the sheriff trying to show me the way. Come on now, wake, wake up. Wake up and smell the cocoa, I'm still here. I guess I ain't going home today.
Isn't that lovely? The sound of Ainsley Lister there from the album Home, the album of the month this month on the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association. And there you heard Hyde 2612. We had the Tags Island Party last weekend, which was rather fine. Some musicians from the island came and played together, which was good. And also one of our newcomers, who's an opera singer, she sang Summertime and The Living Is Easy. And we've had fabulous weather here in this UK this last 7 or 8 days. We're so unused to having non-stop sunshine. So the windows and the doors are all open, as you can probably hear by the background noise. One of the things which took me by surprise last weekend was I was dabbling with doing blues dancing, which I've been learning more and more about, and I know it's getting more and more popular here in the UK, and so I played some tracks for sort of blues dancing too, and it worked remarkably well. So I think every week I'll have something which we can dance to in the programme. Here is this week's Eddie Cleanhead Vincent.
Again, homeboy, homeboy, I can see you drunk again. You've been drinking them double doubles everywhere that we have been. You keep on drinking till every drop is gone. You keep drinking, drinking, and drinking till every drop is gone. You keep drinking to everybody's health till pretty soon you'll ruin your own. Drinking, if you know when you had enough, but you get so mean and evil every time you drink that stuff. You keep running your big mouth, don't know what you're talking about. Every joint that we go in, they wind up throwing us out. Homeboy, homeboy, you may be from my hometown, but if you can't do no better, buddy, I guess I'll have to put you down.
Great, great lyrics as well. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent Cleanhead, because he was completely bald as a coot. And from the album Blues, Boogie and Bebop, going back, ooh, back into the late 90s, there you heard Homeboy. Now, here's a lady we haven't played for a while on the programme, but all of a sudden she's come out of the silence and been proffering this track to DJs in France and in the UK, in fact, all over the world. It's good to have her back again. The Hip-Shaking Mama herself, together with the Two Damn Pretties, a blues band, I think it is, and here she is with Talk to Me.
Talk to me.
Out of Manitoba, Canada, where they've had some pretty drastic weather this last 7 days, that's Hip Shaking Mama and the Two Damn Pretties, and that's a single I think it's going to be. I know it's been handed out to all the radio stations, and they heard Talk to Me. Staying with singles, staying with the girls, but moving from Canada to the UK, here's Danny Wilde. This is from an album called The Sacre Bleu Sessions, which I haven't got a copy of, which I guess is about to be released, or is going to be dribbled out, or perhaps it's only on sale at venues, I'm not quite sure, but anyway, I got a copy of it this week, and it's rather fine. It's Danny, not in the way that we have come to know her over the years, but perhaps a new style, a new direction in a way. Here she is with Loving You.
I just can't stop loving you, even though you've been breaking my heart. Ooh, and I just can't stop looking for you, boy. Oh, although I know you're only doing me harm. Well, I saw you in her eyes. For that look in your eyes, I thought was your mind. Oh, oh, yeah. Did you tell her all sweet things? You're telling me, Lord, you've been hiding your phone, hide your lies. You're only doing
See what I mean? Isn't that lovely? Danny Wilde. Very different Danny Wilde. I like it. I know that some people don't. They think it's a direction she shouldn't be going in, but I think it shows some extra strength, and I think it's rather fabulous. The Sacred Blur Sessions, not yet released, and there was a track called Loving You. On harmonica, very sensitive harmonica, I thought too, was her brother, Will Wilde. Let's bring him in his own right here from his album, which came out a couple of years ago, called Unleashed. Here he is with Malaria.
Mosquito, 'cause just one bite is all it takes. The girl is just like a mosquito, 'cause just one bite is all it takes. 'Cause her love is like malaria, she'll send you to your grave. Well, I was walking around in Kenya. Mosquito women buzzing all around my head. Just walking around in Kenya. Mosquito women buzzing all around my head. I've got to find some insect repellent, or I'm gonna wind up dead. Malaria. And I don't wanna die. Right between the eyes, hiding under my mosquito net, praying that she'll leave me alone. I don't want her evil love, I'd rather be on my own. I don't wanna die. She got me right between. She got me right between. She got me right between the eyes. Hey!
Danny Wilde's younger brother, and stories of Kenya, where both he and Danny have an interest, and that's a track which is called Malaria. It's time we went live music. Stay with harmonica this time and welcome Paul Lamb on harp, and also on guitar and vocals, Chad Strens.
Our times are changing, we ain't winning, as the world keeps turning round. Times are changing, we ain't winning, as the world keeps turning round. And every time I look around me, happiness just can't be found. People starving, people dying, people sleeping on the ground. People dying, people starving, people sleeping on the ground. And every time I look around me, I say it again, happiness just can't be found. Woo! System and the wind. People struggling, people fighting against the system and the wind. Well, everybody loves the underdog. Yes, cause they know he just can't win. Said everybody loves the underdog. Cause they know he just can't win. Well, everybody loves the underdog. Cause he know he just can't win.
Except Andy Murray, of course.
The Underdog, taken off the new album from a couple of guys who've been together quite a long time. Chad Strens on vocals and guitar, and Paul Lamb on harmonicas there. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues.
Thank you, David.
So
how
did the concept of the two of you becoming just the two of you rather than two members of a band come about? What happened?
Well, a long story, really, Dave. I mean, I started off in the folk clubs and built my reputation up in the northeast of England, mm-hmm. and started doing clubs around that area, and then started a branch out being in the band. It went up to that way, and so the band formed, Paul Lamb the King Snakes, and we toured the world doing this, doing that and the other. And some people said, you know, Paul, your roots lie in the country blues style, you know. And so, you know, myself and Chad just put our heads together and we just started fooling around, and thus we have it, you know, and that's it. And we started touring and doing work all around the world with that as well. So it's another string to the bow, basically, you know.
I was saying Chad went before you arrived, because Chad was here a little bit ahead of you, but basically obviously the economies of scale make much more sense too, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, two's cheaper than five.
Yeah, that's right. So. But the band still exists, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's big time, yeah. We just finished a tour of Germany there, so we're back from that, and then I'm away on holiday at the weekend, and then come back, and then we got shows in the UK with the band, and then myself and Chad were away out to Poland, Czech Republic, doing a tour there, and then back out with the band into Belgium and different areas. So, you know, it's great. It's really working good for us.
Yeah. I mean, do you find, as a duo, Chad, that things are a bit different in the way that you approach things on stage and what have you, as opposed to just being a member of the Kingsnakes?
Yeah, totally different, because it's a totally different offspring to what we do with the band, obviously. Mm.
totally different songs, and we're, you know, it's, I find it enjoyable because it's different for me. Paul's done it obviously in the past.
Yeah.
He's done his folk clubs and stuff, but I've never actually gone out as a duo. So for me, it's a bit of a challenge. And yeah, I'm loving it.
What about acoustic versus electric as well? Is that a challenge too? Or
no, because I've always played rhythm guitar. I'm not really a lead guitar player, but I learn little bits as I go along the way. You know?
Yeah.
So it keeps me interested doing this because it keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, well, he's more in the spotlight with the guitar now. You see,
there's exactly.
Nothing to hide behind.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yeah, when you're a band member, you can kind of mix into the rest of the sort of disappear into the darkness almost. Right. But once you're just a duo, it's a lot more difficult, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But doing like the folk thing and just the two of you sitting there, and it's a more intimate sort of setting that you do, you know, in a folk club. It's more, it's not nerve wracking. I enjoy the whole vibe of the thing, but you have people just sitting right up to you, and it's a very quiet sort of hush sort of background in there, you know. And I enjoy it. It's quite fulfilling for me, and I think for Chad as well.
Yeah, I love it.
And I guess in many respects, because you haven't lost the other part of it too, you've also got the enjoyment of that in between times.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the duo stuff that we're going out with. But and then when I come back from that, there's the band thing, which is, it might sound crazy, but it is. It's two different things altogether, you know.
Have you got to kind of flick a switch before you sort of go out with the band or with Chad? Is it kind of a mental switch in between there's two of us or there's five of us kind of stuff?
Well, not really. I mean, the way I look at it, Dave, is I've built myself up not just as a harmonica player or whatever, but the whole thing is entertainment for me. And I switch on to entertainment with, you know, if you're doing festivals or something, you're really having to bring the crowd in with you, you know, and make them jump around. So that's a different way of entertaining. Whereas in the folk clubs, you're just sitting. It's a sort of a relaxed sort of way. You know, I mean, you're still entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's a more laid back sort of way of doing it. It's quite nice, you know.
So I mean, most of the bands who come here sit for me anyway. But when you're doing the Chad and Paul on stage as the duo, you're actually sitting as well, are you?
This is the sound, you know, and that's where we are, you know.
We'll talk about the repertoire and the stuff you decided to play after your next number. What are you going to do for us next?
We'll do another one called Wine Sporty Ody Drink a Wine Mop Mop, which I'm quite fond of.
Well, down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them kids is drinking it wine. Drinking it mess till daylight. And when you get drunk, they want to fight all night. Drinking wine, sporty Ody drink a wine. Is their delight when they get drunk and fight all night, knocking down windows and tearing down doors, drinking half a gallon and calling for more, drinking wine, sporty Ody drink wine, drinking wine, sporty Ody drink wine, drinking wine, sporty Ody drink wine, oh boy, pass that bottle of me, oh, oh, oh,
wine, 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 elderberry,
wine, wine, wine,
Port Sherry.
And you got a dime. All let's get together and buy a little wine. So drink a fifth, time's on four. Drink a cherry, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, sporty Ody drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty Ody drink wine.
Yeah.
has a number that's almost as old as I am, going back to 1947 originally, but performed there on the top deck of a boat on the River Thames last week. Paul Lamb on vocal, on a harmonica there, and Chad Strentz on vocals and guitar, and Drinking Wine, Spodiodi. And I'll say, as I always do say, if you haven't heard the rest of the session, you can catch two more tracks and a load more conversation if you go to the website www.raven.dj and click on the link underneath their photograph, and you'll hear a fabulous version of Summertime, reworked and called Summertime, and a lot more conversation as well. Next week, our guest is Gary Fletcher, looking forward to that. And then as the weeks progress, as we head up towards into September, I've got Tom G, Ainsley Lister, Martin Pretorius, the Brothers Groove. They're all coming in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Let's move on now to a new album, not being released yet, coming out in August, a band I've enjoyed listening to much, a lot over the course of this last year or so, and they've been to the boat once. I saw them at Hebden Bridge as well. They're called Wooden Horse, and that's basically the two guys which have now been joined. Jamie Knight originally and Ben Church originally together, both on guitar and both with great vocals. They're now a trio. Stuart McElroy has joined on piano, and it's made really quite a marked difference, and it's a joy to listen. I mean, I'm not saying it was boring before, but it's so good now with that extra keyboards in there as well. And say it's a fabulous album. This Kind of Trouble is what it's called, and here is a track which is called You Ain't Letting Me Down.
Let the call out your name. Let the call out your name. I'm screaming so loud, babe, I'm not the one to blame. Hear that creeping out the back door. Hear that creeping out the back door. If I catch that man round here, I'm showing him what for.
Wooden Horse, now a trio. You Ain't Letting Me Down is the new, there's a track off the brand new album, This Kind of Trouble, which, as I say, comes out, I think, around the end of August. They've been pretty quick and very proactive in getting out to me and to many of the other DJs as well. And I think it's going to be big for them. And as the response so far from other DJs has been good too. So hopefully you enjoy it as well. Here's somebody who also is doing rather well in the UK, Kathleen Pearson, with the band Cat & Co. Her album is I Cat the Blues, formally launched about two or three weeks ago. And she, of course, was on the set, on the boat here about a month or so ago as well. Here she is with New Spleen Blues. Because I was invited to go and meet up with Kath and also Mud Morganfield earlier on this week at a lunchtime party and wasn't able to make it. But Mud Morganfield at present is touring the UK. It'd be nice if we can get him to the boat, actually. But Kat Pearson there off her album I Cat the Blues. And there you heard New Spleen Blues. Okay. Here's somebody who's coming to the boat in a couple of weeks' time. Looking forward to it enormously. His name is Tom G. And the album is called Better Things to Do from the Tom G Band. Here they are with Listen to Yourself.
Well, your friends seem quite content to paint the picture of what I meant. Seems they've been drawing me out
for years. And though I'm hardly picture perfect, heaven knows I'm worth it if I make you feel like a billion-dollar lady. And I could buy you flowers every day. Do you think that they would say that I could stay? Just listen to yourself now, child, 'cause you know me, I'm gonna be there when the morning finds its way to our bed. I'm gonna keep loving you, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be there when the morning finds its way to our bed. Now I'm gonna keep loving you, baby. Well, your mama's not a fan. Your daddy thinks I can do nothing right. Did I ever make you cry or leave you hanging out to dry? You know that I'm gonna treat you right. And I could buy you flowers every day. Do you think that they would say that I could stay? Or just listen to yourself now, child, 'cause you know me, I'm gonna be there when the morning finds its way to our bed. I'm gonna keep loving you, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be there when the morning finds its way to our bed. Buy you flowers every day. Do you think that they would say that I could stay? Just listen to yourself now, child, 'cause you know me, I'm gonna be there when the morning finds its way to our bed. I'm gonna keep loving you, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I am.
What I'm not sure about is whether Tom's coming with the band or on his own, but we'll find out in a couple of weeks' time. Tom G and the band there with us, the album Better Things to Do and Listen to Yourself. That's from the UK. Across the States again now, and Tangled Road again is the album from Dan Trianore with the Afrosippi band. I love this album to death. I've been playing it a lot on the CD player in the car. Here he is with Give Me My Flowers.
Give me my roses while I live, so that I might savor their sweet fragrance during the times when I must soldier on alone, and I may be tempted to think that no one cares. Yeah. give me my roses while I live. Give me my roses while I live, so I may be comforted as I gaze at them. I can remember all the amazing times we shared when we were all young and carefree, and trouble and pain were a world away. That we may rejoice together in life and all its beauty, living, laughing, loving as one, being continually amazed at how good we all are together. For our lives are but a dream, a whisper in the omnipresent wind. We make it the best we know how, and we come together when one of us feels pain. So give me my roses while I live, that I may inhale deeply of their sweet fragrance, and that I may pass them on to you, so that you too may enjoy and always remember.
So lovely. Give me my flowers. Dan Triano's Afrosippi Band from the new album Tangled Road Again. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. If I had some kind of time machine, I'd be in two places at once. I hope to be in Ealing for the Blues Festival, which is taking place this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I may also get to Henley as well for the Classic Boat Regatta, but that's not so obvious. If I know where I'd like to be in many respects. That's Sinj in Portugal. I went there for the first time in 2008 and then went there every year for the next 3 or 4 years for the World Music Festival. I've missed it this last couple of years. And tonight, actually, their band are coming from New York for the second time. I saw them a couple of years ago in Sinj. And I'm going to close the show with the band Hazmat Modine, a track I first heard way back in 2006, I guess it would be, when the album came out, Bahamut. And I'll close with it because it's still so wonderful and still has a lovely summery feel to it. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. The website, of course, is raven.dj. Email address has changed, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are. Let's close with Hazmat Modine. I'll speak to you in 7 days' time. Have a great week and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Felt like I was dead. Don't you know that I'm sorry? couldn't sleep. I want you.